We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's really a great cheerleader guy. I don't know what he does. I don't think that he's a great coach at all. His name never even pops in my mind when we think about great coaches in the NFL. Bill was. I think Bill came in and took over a team that had been struggling. And when you take over for Chuck, and you know, even the Steelers had some good years, really good years, and then they kind of, by their standards, kind of mellowed out. End of Chuck's career, in comes Cowher. And Cowher kind of gave him that boost to get him back up and win a Super Bowl. So I have more identity with Cowher than I do Tomlin. I know Cowher when he came over from Kansas City, and his teams were tough.
What's on tap brought to you by Fat Heads Brewery. Terry Bradshaw, a couple of years ago, went on Fox Sports and called Mike Tomlin a cheerleader guy. And back then, there was a rush to agree with Bradshaw. There was also a large contingent of Steelers fans who thought that Bradshaw had basically dropped acid when he made those comments. And I'd like to revisit them today, Chris, because these are hard times for Mike Tomlin. And I wonder if people who at one time heard Bradshaw make those cheerleader comments saying, what does Tomlin do? What is he good at? He's not a great coach. Cowher was a great coach. Tomlin isn't. Have come around and have flipped. And at one time were like, no, Bradshaw's out of his mind. And today are saying, hey, maybe the guy was right. Maybe the all-time great Steelers quarterback was onto something when he said Mike Tomlin was nothing more than a cheerleader.
Well, as somebody that was a card-carrying member of the Mike Tomlin Apologist Society of Gentlemen and Gentlewomen, and maybe the president emeritus of that club, I'll say this much. Blind squirrel finds an acorn. Maybe Terry Bradshaw's general negative critique of Tomlin hits closer to the mark now. But this is a team that won 6 in a row and now has lost 3 in a row and skidded again. So he pulled him out of the doldrums. Had a great midsection of the season. Has a chance still to put it back together for them, although it's going to have to be against great teams. But I knew we were going to talk about this today, and I deliberately did not try to visualize and hear in my head Terry Bradshaw's clip until I actually heard it again with my own two ears. And it comes off sounding just as dumb, as idiotic, and as backwards racist as it did when Terry first said it. Because I identify with Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher was a crap-ass game day coach, too. But Bill Cowher was a big emoter who was known for stuffing a film into an official's pocket.
Yes.
People loved him because he could barely talk
without... Was it an
x-ray? An x-ray of the field. Bill Cowher could barely speak without showering people with spittle.
Yeah.
He had naked contempt for the media, just like Tomlin does. And he was known to get out-coached on game day, just like Tomlin does. So the critique from Terry Bradshaw still falls flat years later.
Because he brings Cowher in and calls him grit.
I can identify more with him.
But if he had left Cowher out and just said those things about Tomlin, you would feel differently.
Yeah, because you cheapen your critique when you bring in a guy who I think his shortcomings are some of the same ones Mike Tomlin has displayed.
But Cowher was a better coach than Tomlin.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
I think he was a perfectly average...
How many Super Bowls do they both have?
One.
How many Super Bowl appearances do they have?
Tomlin has one less.
No.
No, wait.
They have the same.
Yeah, they have the same number.
They're both 1-1 in Super Bowls.
Yeah, why is Cowher a better coach?
Because Cowher didn't have an all-time great quarterback.
And the league wasn't as insanely quarterback-focused then either. You could win with a running game, and it was much more running game defensively heavy.
So during...
And Cowher didn't even want Ben Roethlisberger. He wanted Sean Andrews in the draft. Great job, Bill.
Okay, that's if you want that to be the main critique of Cowher, that he preferred a guard over a quarterback,
you're cheapening it there. The main critique of Cowher is he didn't want to draft the franchise quarterback that they now have. He wanted to draft a guy who isn't even in the NFL.
The quarterbacks who won Super Bowls during Cowher's era... Troy Aikman, Steve Young, Brett Favre, John Elway, these are all Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So if it was easier to win without a all-time great quarterback back then, it's not really reflected in the teams who won championships.
Bill had control. Well, he didn't have control because he won a power struggle with Tom Donahoe.
Tomlin is going to coach longer than Cowher, so he has an opportunity to eventually do more than Cowher did. If this job, which has been like a Supreme Court justice papal job that where coaches never get fired, if it continues to be that, then Tomlin will eventually accomplish more than Bill Cowher. But to this point, he hasn't proven that he's a better coach. Their championships are the same. Their championship appearances are the same. And I seem to think, happen to think, that Cowher did more with less. Is he immensely better? No. Is he profoundly better? No. But the tie in this case, I think, goes to Cowher for now. And maybe that'll change, but I'm not optimistic about it given the way this season is going. What Bradshaw said there about what Tomlin's weaknesses are, I think are accurate. He is an emotional coach. The cheerleader connotation to me is he gets too emotional and he goes with his gut too many times. And that affects his ability to coach on game day, and I think that's accurate.
So
that's true.
I don't read it that way.
You might not like the messenger, but what he's saying is right.
I disagree with your interpretation of his message. I think he's calling him a cheerleader to say that he's not that smart, basically is unqualified, and an unqualified do-nothing. That's how I read that. Saying a coach is emotional.
He said he's not a great coach. That's accurate. That's a correct statement.
He's an arrogant coach. That's his biggest flaw.
He's not great.
He's an arrogant coach who has rested on his laurels too long and is loath to fire any of his defensive assistants, most of whom aren't very good, isn't going to just cut bait with his kicker, which would be the kind of pound of flesh that I think fans would like, and along with the quarterback of the team, who hasn't won diddly in almost a decade himself, doesn't seem to think there's anything wrong when to outside viewpoints, there seems to be plenty wrong with the Steelers. I don't think Mike Tomlin's a phenomenal coach. I started off by saying I think it's been obvious this year that my support for him has eroded. But Terry Bradshaw and what he said doesn't ring true to me. You want to call Tomlin a self-satisfied, arrogant coach who has refused to change and refused to make changes where it seems like they're begging for them? Fine. But I take a cheerleader critique to mean a critique of the man's intelligence, which is ironic coming from Terry Bradshaw.
I don't think Mike Tomlin is known as a cerebral coach. He isn't. He's not known for in-game adjustments.
Was Bill Cowher? He was an ultimate rah-rah guy. The most famous image of him is him screaming at Greg Lloyd to rush the quarterback. Thanks for that high-level dissertation
on
how to play defense.
Bill Cowher's not Chuck Knoll. You're right. Bill Cowher isn't going to go down as one of the game's greatest tacticians.
Bill Cowher's teams lost games to teams like the Patriots under Bill Belichick in much the same way Mike Tomlin's teams have lost, with correctable, avoidable mistakes, devils in the details plays.
Right.
And so I don't think I would put him above Tomlin.
Cowher's teams wouldn't get a lead and blow him and give him back. And Tomlin's teams do that a heck of a lot more than his teams do.
Don't you think it's
And that's
easier,
irrefutable.
Don't you think it's tougher to protect leads in this day and age with the way the passing game has proliferated? I think it's a lot tougher to protect leads.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Yeah, I think that's fair.
But what I would say is if you're a secondary coach by trade, if you're Mike Tomlin, you need to be the guy that's ahead of the game and ahead of the curve trying to figure out how to stop passing offense.
So that's
it's not hiring Tom Bradley.
So that's why when Bradshaw says, what does Tomlin do?
Does he make changes.
Does he make good in-game adjustments? Does he make the defense better? If he's a great defensive coach, what has he done to make this defense what it needs to be? His background, his expertise in defensive backs, that's where this team has struggled the most under him.
Would you agree that Mike Tomlin, in the way he presents himself, is the CEO style of coach? I'm the overseer of all. Like, generally speaking, the profile he tries to cut is I am the big boss.
You could call him a CEO coach because he doesn't call, to the best
Correct.
Of our knowledge, offensive plays and defensive plays during the game.
We've heard that he hijacks the defensive calls.
But he doesn't have a call sheet.
Sean
Payton.
It's more that he throws in his
or
opinion.
Or Andy Reid.
Strongly. Yeah. Okay. My biggest charge I would levy against a coach who styles himself as a CEO is that if a CEO realizes that parts, that underbosses, or whatever you want to call it, that his subordinates aren't performing up to their capabilities, especially at the coaching or executive level in this example, the CEO starts firing people. And Mike Tomlin isn't firing people. And if I were a Steelers fan, that's what would make me mad. The team has lost 3 in a row, all of them winnable, especially the last two, really. Denver, I'd almost give them a pass on, but not really. if I were a fan of this team, I would be livid that the CEO of the team doesn't seem to think that any changes need to be made while the season slips away. That is the biggest charge I will levy against Mike Tomlin. He is a CEO that wants to stay the course even when the course seems to be leading them off of a cliff.
And if he's a CEO, his company has incidents and things that happen every year where he is tasked or he is charged with having to put out a fire or try to somehow solve some kind of fiasco or mess every year.
Yeah, I can't.
There's more drama
there
on this team than anywhere else in the NFL.
I have a question for you now that you've brought that up, because it's fair and it's true. And this entire X-ray farce is because they've been trying to cover their rear ends. Do you think Bill Cowher, had he stayed on this job, and I'm not trying to relitigate Cowher versus Tomlin here, but just hypothetically, do you think Bill Cowher would have dealt well with later career, more accomplished, and having more Jack Ben Roethlisberger? Because I don't know if he would have. I think there's a quarterback here who, much like Aaron Rodgers, is a little bit less coachable or less easy to deal with from a just a fundamental standpoint.
Yeah,
than
I think
a Tom Brady,
I think they would have
Drew Brees,
had. I think they would have had a personality conflict.
Correct, and I think that's. And now, I'm not absolving Tomlin by bringing Cowher into this. I'm saying that he or whoever would be coaching this team right now, whether it was him or Bill Cowher, needs to do a better job of figuring out how to make it work with the franchise player. And that would be another charge I'd levy against Mike Tomlin. They're two bullheaded personalities, and you've got to find a way to massage that.
He's not
on the coaching end.
Tomlin's not a strict disciplinarian. He's not a tactician. He's somebody that I think is best known for appealing to players on an emotional, motivational level, getting them up for games. They rarely quit or pack it in. They rarely go through the motions. They might play down to their competition, and I think that's because they're an emotional team. I think the way they prepare for games against the Patriots probably different than what ways they prepare for games against the Oakland Raiders. They get up for the Ravens more than they get up for the San Francisco 49ers or some other doormat team. That's just who they are. So he's a good coach. He's by no means a great coach. And if you're a good coach that's gone 10 years without a Super Bowl, I think you are ready for a job review. I think you
can't. Mike McCarthy's status in Green Bay being fired validates what you just said. Rodgers is better than Roethlisberger, but not so much.
You can't
Tomlin
live on
has
your past
had better,
forever, Chris.
Tomlin has had better teams around his quarterback than the Packers have placed around Rodgers and has done equally little with them. And Bill Belichick, they make the conference title game pretty much every year, and they go to the Super Bowl a lot. If Bill Belichick was unbeatable throughout the AFC,
yeah,
that would be one thing. But a decrepit Peyton Manning got past him. The Jaguars should have beaten them last year. They maybe even got jobbed on some genuinely bad calls. Other teams have figured out a way past Bill Belichick, whether it's been in the AFC playoffs or the Super Bowl. I'm with you at the end of the day. It's job review time for Mike Tomlin. And while I wouldn't fire him, if he doesn't make major changes, he'd be on double secret probation heading into 2019.
Right.
Because there's no better time than the end days of your franchise quarterback's contract than to reevaluate the head coaching position and start from scratch if you feel that's the direction you need to go.
Terry Bradshaw's critique of Mike Tomlin was so harsh a couple of years ago that Tomlin went back at Bradshaw and ripped him in a press conference. And I think back then there were a lot of people that wanted to stick up for Mike Tomlin. I don't think the same thing is true today. When you go back and revisit what Bradshaw said about Tomlin being a cheerleader, calling him someone that he's unclear, unsure of what he brings to the table, what is he good at, saying he's not a great coach, he's not as good as his predecessor, Bill Cowher, all those things you might have thought were false at the time, maybe you think they're true today. When you hear those Bradshaw comments again, do you start to agree with him? 412-928-9370. These critiques of Mike Tomlin, do you think they're fair? Do you think they're on the money? Or do you think there's an overreaction to a 3-game losing streak? Maybe those people are out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.